Can you clap? There you go.
Catching you off guard here for episode 74 of the Calm Down Is Fine podcast. Boom. You didn't even know. We're right into it. So this is episode 2 of the TJ Cheeseum Chronicles. The Cheeseum.
The Cheez-Its. The name alone is the comic.
The Cheeseum Chronicles. So we
come up with a title for this.
Yeah, we have him here for two episodes. We stopped the last episode, so if you're joining us,
because he's long-winded,
go back to last week's episode and catch up to where TJ told his story about Bible college. Let's review that story real quick. TJ got scammed into Bible college,
and it was also scamming other people.
Got Chad. Was it Chad?
Phil.
He was the fall guy for a Ponzi scheme out in Ohio.
And then they 15 grand in debt. Wait, no.
13.5 twice.
And had no idea.
I've never heard of a non-accredited Bible college that much. Man, like Vision?
Getting contacted by a collection agency while not in the United States.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I was in Iraq when my dad got the letter. Everything got forwarded. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
dude, so funny. Like Vision, unaccredited Bible college, about 100 students. When I started for two semesters, the whole year was 7,777. It was 777. That's what the price was.
Was it an on-campus Bible college?
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. TJ's going to kill you. I have an accredited degree from Veritas, and it was cheaper than that in business. But I got student aid, so because it was accredited. Brutal, man.
Well, I did get a $500 out-of-state credit. It would have been $14,000. So
$500.
I wish I could just go back and, you know, like,
it was the room and board, the food.
If you could go back in time and say, hey, don't do that, man. Hey.
That's what I say about the military now.
Don't try over the IED or whatever you call it.
No, you got it. That's it.
Oh, my goodness. No, that's funny. So go back to episode 73. Check that out. Poor TJ. Man, that's tough.
I do dumb things.
No, that's not your fault.
Oh, that's a generalized statement.
It wasn't. Yeah. There's no direction, man. I mean, you had your youth leader was trying to get you to receive the gift. You know what I mean? So, oh man,
rough. You live and learn.
Well, ideally, some people live.
Yeah, being stupid hurts.
Yeah, yeah. What was that? I just said Sunday night to our church. I said. When you grow up, you are, I was basically explaining why I don't tell any of our teenagers I don't tell them any of the dumb stuff I did as a teenager.
No.
Uh-uh. Yeah. It's, hey.
So I do.
Yeah. So Cameron does it for me. No. So I told him, I said, listen, I did dumb stuff. Like I was backslid at a point. I'm not going to tell you what I did when I was backslid, but know that I was backslid. And then, and I basically was like, now that I don't like talking about it. One, because now that I'm an adult, I'm ashamed of those things.
Absolutely.
I was like, and that's how it is. Like every person who is an adult is ashamed of something they did as a teenager. Like it's just, it could be something small. It could be something big. It could be a lot of big or a lot of small things, but everybody's ashamed of something did when they were younger. And I said, and I looked at the teenagers cause I was talking specifically to them. And I said, if you show me someone who tells you they got it figured out when they were a teenager and they had it all figured out, they're not ashamed of anything they did. I'll show you somebody who just never grew up.
Right. I'll show you a liar.
Yeah. I'll show you someone who is still a child. Yes. Like
I was talking to my newest employee about how I never want any young person to ever look and say, oh, he did it and he's okay.
Right.
So I don't want to tell them what I did when I was younger,
right?
Because then I could say, well, I can do it and still get out of it. No, I don't. No.
Oh, yeah. That's
don't go to an unaccredited Bible college for 15 grand or 13 yeah. five a semester.
That's pretty much trying to make it burn even more.
Yeah. You're just now like, oh, man, it really does burn. And you paid the one, right?
I paid it initially.
Oh,
and
my
then,
gosh.
And then collections came after me. Williams and Fudge. That was the company.
Williams and Fudge.
Williams and Fudge.
That's the name of the company.
Even sound like a real company.
The check, you're like,
I feel like no, yeah.
This is a scam.
You got scammed twice.
Well, and I did some digging. I tried to take the legal route of saying, "Hey, I paid this," and they're like, "Unfortunately, no. It's legit because the documentation was all there."
So you had to pay it twice, or you just said nah?
I had to pay it twice.
You paid $30,000.
Well, because
and you didn't even go all that time.
No, I finished the one semester. Yeah.
So you paid how much for one semester?
By the time it was done, I ended up paying $27,000.
TJ, I'm so sorry,
For one semester.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry.
Dude, I was right. The story does end in tears.
I'm sorry. Give me your hand. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
That is rough, dude.
It's brutal.
And if had I not paid it, they contact the military and take the money.
Right.
Like, you have no choice.
You're like dodging bullets whizzing by your head.
Not even earning any money for it.
Like, trying to dodge financial bullets.
Oh.
Dude, that is so funny.
Rough.
That's tough, dude.
At the same time.
Tough. No, don't add on.
At the same this is awesome. Time.
So at the same time, this money is coming out. It's $273 a month. I know because it hurt that much. I remember the number.
And this is when? This is back in the early 2000s?
This is in 2008, and I still remember the numbers. And while this has happened, I bought a car from one of my peers. And we had an agreement that... I know.
You gotta stop having these agreements.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, no. This ended up all right. So as I buy the car... And he has to get the registration from the guy he bought it from because he had just got married and got a whole bunch of money.
I already know how the story ends.
I know, me too.
And I'm like, I'm like, dude, I'm not going to buy this car until I can have the title. So what I did was I took possession of the registration and the vehicle. So it was mine with the keys. He had no access to it. So I paid while I had it in my possession. Right. Well, he got married, which also gave him off-base housing. And so he wanted me to pay while the car was at his house. My buddy comes to me. He goes, "Hey, dude, just to let you know, your car was stolen." And
so you're paying for a car?
No, hold on. No, I'm not. So my buddy's like, "Hey, dude, the car was stolen. So if this person comes and asks for your money, your car's not there anymore." So he asked for the money. I'm like, "No, I'm not paying you." And he was like, started getting mad at me. And I'm like, "No. The car was stolen. I'm not dumb. My friends are more loyal to me than they are to you."
In other words, it wasn't stolen out from under you.
No, it was stolen from his house.
Yes.
In Hawaii.
So this is the first scam you caught on to. As you can see, TJ started wising up.
TJ is a very nice guy.
I never did fall into no snake oil or anything, but it was pretty bad. And I get back. I'm on leave after my first deployment. And he's like, "So you're going to pay me for that car?" I'm like, "Dude, you show me the car, I'll pay you for it. I'll pay you everything I owe you for it." Never did. And I've never heard a word about it since.
How much did you didn't have to really pay anything on that?
So I paid while I had it because it's before the deployment. I paid.
And then you got deployed and it got stolen.
Yep. And it got stolen.
Where that car's at now, man?
Who knows? Car theft is huge in Hawaii. And it was a Mitsubishi.
Car theft is huge in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
They know it's an island, right?
It doesn't matter.
Like, you can only go so far.
Yeah, but that's before there was a lot of tracking electronics on vehicles.
Huh.
It's so easy to paint a car. There's a million Mitsubishi Lancers with body kits and rims.
If you see a Mitsubishi sanded down to the gray flat, you know it might be TJ's. Missy, Mia, good baby. Get.
But no, I mean, I didn't pay anything else. He was going to try to get money from me. So he was trying to get money from me while I was already getting a collection agency taking money from me.
All right, well, if it's in Hawaii, it's probably burn up now.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, man.
Dang.
Man, yeah. That's a tough, that's, you have more scams? Have you been scammed in any other, okay, well, that's wonderful. It's not wonderful, it's terrible, but I just.
So.
At 27 grand, it's tough, too.
I know, bro.
How was there no record of you paying the first $13,500?
Yeah, and like I said,
just pay cash?
Well, I paid, and I had the records of the payments, but when they went from Circleville Bible College to Ohio Christian University, the old records were there, but everything was named something different.
I don't know what this university is you paid for, but this university you haven't paid a dime.
So instead of I don't know the exact name. So instead of room and board, it was housing.
Bro.
So I paid for room and board, but I didn't pay for housing.
100% the definition of wrong place, wrong time.
It was. And in the end, I didn't even notice the money missing because when you're on deployment, you're making bank and it's untaxed. So I didn't even really notice.
And so, what are you really spending it on while you're over there?
Yeah.
It's like
30 grand gone. No problem. Well, it wasn't. That was just 13.
I came home with 15 grand in my checking account. Yeah.
So, you were on deployment. You lost almost 30 grand and a car.
Well, I had already paid for the first part. And it was, like I said, $273 a month. And I'd already, by the time it was done, it really, in hindsight,
I feel like 15 grand. What? That just got hit off. Had to be
it took some time.
Yeah.
TJ's just out overseas. He's just like, take me now.
He's like, TJ, quit jumping up.
When you don't have enough bills to even matter, you don't even notice it because I just got so used to it,
right.
Right.
I feel like you paid this off a year ago or something.
I know, man.
I do remember I don't know if it was during or just after my last deployment, because I had automatic withdrawals all the way up until the very last payment.
CJ, are you paying your newest employee?
He thinks I am, but I'm really paying off a college loan with.
Sorry, bro, I can't pay you this week. I gotta pay my college loan.
You're doing exactly to him what those guys did to you in a car.
Me and Phil are still in the trenches.
I'm paying off a college loan from 2005.
100, Phil.
Oh, my goodness.
Fun times. laugh at your pain.
Before we go on to the rest of your story.
Oh, man.
Make me laugh, Cam.
This is from someone who sent.
Let me get this one.
Two people have sent me this. Dylan Brooks.
Okay.
From Georgia.
Yep. Name dropping.
And Aaron Riddle sent me this. So this is off of a Family Guy clip. Now, they both obviously watch it.
Yeah, I would not.
No, they don't watch it. But
for the record,
there's no.
Do not search Family Guy.
For the record, we do not condone watching this show.
But this is literally four guys doing a podcast. That's what the skit is, and they're talking about this. And we didn't see this. They saw it from us. Here we go.
Welcome once again to Thanks for the Clamories. Okay, common question that everybody thinks about: how many fourth graders you think you could take at once?
What?
I mean, obviously, if you had to fight against a million fourth graders, you'd lose. So, what's the real number? What's the legitimate number of fourth graders that you could successfully take on?
Let's say 100. That sounds reasonable.
Oh, no way. 100 and you're dead.
Why are we fighting now? Because they're idiots.
Did they say something about my mother?
What? Yes. Okay. Yeah, we'll say yes.
Oh, then a baker's dozen.
What kind of weapons?
Only what's available in the schoolyard.
Exactly.
You could really mess up some kids with a chain from a swing. Just da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I tell you what I'd do. I'd back into a bathroom stall and just start kicking. Dead. Dead, dead, keep coming, dead. Give them a narrow entry point, make them come in single file. Dead, dead. Anyway, I guess I'm trying to say 800 fourth grade. What are we talking about, killing kids? People are going to hate this. Peter, do something else, quick.
Dude, that's wild.
It's spot on.
That's wild.
That was our argument. Nothing else but what you have. And that's the exact number you thought you could kill.
I did say 100.
Yeah, kill a bunch of kids with a bike with a swing chain.
like a helicopter propeller with a chain.
In the world,
dead, dead, dead.
I've never heard that from anyone else.
I died. Yeah, I mean,
now fourth graders are like 9, but still.
Makes it, yeah.
800 easy then.
Is that what he said? 800?
Yeah. He said 800. What I'm trying to say is 800 fourth graders.
They have to start climbing over top.
He said you're going to get in the back in a stall. Wham, wham, single file. So what I'm trying to say is about 800.
Now, since we've talked about it, I have heard from, I guess, I want to say maybe one or two other places similar topics, I guess, could you beat up children? Yeah. Topics. We didn't get the idea from any of those people.
I don't remember ever seeing anything on it.
But people have shown it to me since we talked about it.
That shows you that men all think very similarly.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this question. How often do you guys think about the Roman Empire?
More than I'd like to admit.
David?
It's a solid question. I don't know. I think about it every once in a while, but I wouldn't say it's like a daily thing.
So this is a thing going around social media right now where wives are walking up to their husbands and boyfriends or whatever and saying, honey, how often do you think about the Roman Empire? And they're going, oh, not crazy often, like once a month, once every 2 weeks, every day, once a week, two times a week. And women are like,
never.
What?
I would say I think about it occasionally. Like, wouldn't say once a month might be pushing it, but I think.
But men, like, for some reason, men think of the rise and fall of the Roman Empire often, and it's a trend going on social media where all these men are like, oh, yeah, I think about it all the time.
I literally read a book on the rise and fall of the Roman Empire.
So. Yeah, it's funny how men, no one told me to start thinking about it, and I saw that clip, and, like, I think about it at least once a week. At least. Like,
you
I
do?
Just at least once a week.
It's usually, think about it, it's often about the government because that's what ours is somewhat about.
Every time I drive on the road, I think, how did the Roman Empire build roadways that lasted 1,000 years and we have roads right now never finished?
Because they walked on the roads.
Correct. But still.
But like also, like, how can you think of... it's like one of the first superpowers, ever.
Dude, the sun never sets on the Roman Empire.
They were amazing.
Like,
they had real estate literally all around the globe.
I feel you can't really look in the history of people and not somehow connect it to the Romans.
It's military structure.
Everything.
Like, the Romans changed combat.
Yeah, look, this is
I'm about to show how dumb I am. What was Alexander?
That was before Jesus. That was the Greeks.
Greek. He was Greek. So he's the first. Like, he's like, is he
well,
the
he was
first
a conqueror?
Doesn't matter. Like, he's like the first superpower, right? Like, he's
When was
maybe Genghis?
That's what I'm saying. When was the Huns and all that stuff? Attila and all that.
Is that that's probably before.
It started off with I'm pretty sure this is right. It started off with Cyrus.
Okay.
Egypt.
Yeah.
They were the Pharaoh. He was the superpower. Then Babylon.
Well, yeah.
Superpower. And then Babylon was taken over. You had Cyrus, you had Nebuchadnezzar, and you had Darius. And then you had that's when Alexander took over them.
Didn't they say that he's like around when the bow was like invented or something like that?
Yeah, that's
how he won all his battles.
The Mongol China. That's after.
Yeah, because I mean the Chinese military power came because they invented gunpowder, and then changed
the
world.
That's a little after. I think after the Christ. That's
I mean that's like 600.
I know like Alexander the Great is prophesied in scripture. He was before Christ. Which is weird to think about.
Yeah.
Dog.
Alexander. I 100% believe that, but I might be wrong on that.
Alexander.
The Greek philosophers, like Plato and all those, they were before Christ. Maybe Alexander wasn't.
I don't think Alexander. I think Alexander might have been after. Because when he died, he was pretty much conquered the whole world by like 30, 33 or something like
early.
That.
It was really early.
He conquered the world. And when he died, he didn't have a successor. So his kingdom got like split up into four.
Yeah, I'm checking right now. No, before Christ, 356 BC.
Oh, well, I'm dumb.
Yeah. No, you're not dumb.
I see
but
something bad happening.
Kennel. The poor dogs. He was. That was in the silent years. That was in that 400 silent years.
Okay, yeah.
That's when that was. And that's when all the Greek philosophy was going on.
Yeah.
And then the Romans took over from
Right. And then the Romans, they saw their opportunity. And boy, did they capitalize on it.
But anyways, let me play this clip that I have from talking about the Roman Empire. It's just pretty interesting, actually.
I feel like it's not... I mean, to say you think about it once a week is a little much, but...
I mean, even if it's a small thought.
Yeah.
I think you're a little bit
I feel like if you're genuinely thinking about things in life, like, at some point, the Romans got to cross your brain.
Yeah, I mean, it's not saying you're dwelling on it.
Yeah, it's not like...
No contracts. Superior customer service.
This is stellar.
And a risk-free trial.
I didn't...
Use offer code YouTube for a free gift with every phone order.
A free gift.
CharityMobile.com.
CharityMobile. I strongly disagree with that ad.
I don't know where this trend came from, but if you are terminally online, as I am, much to my shame, then except on the weekends, then you are already well aware of it. At some point over the past week or so, it came to my attention, it came to the attention of many women, rather, on social media, that the men in their lives frequently think about the Roman Empire. This was a shock to women, most of whom have never had a single unprompted thought
about
the Roman Empire, or frankly, any ancient empire, much to their shame, at any point in their lives. And so Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok soon became flooded with videos of women asking their husbands and boyfriends whether they think about this subject and how often. Here's just a quick compilation of a few of these fascinating conversations. Watch.
About the Roman Empire.
How often do I think about it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess technically like every day.
Do you think about the Roman Empire
every
ever?
Day?
Yeah, I guess. Sometimes.
How often?
I don't know. Once a week? How do you not think about the Roman Empire?
How many times, like a week, or just how many times in general, do you think about the Roman Empire?
What about the Roman Empire?
Just anything about it.
Probably not a lot. Why?
Not a lot? When was the last time you thought about it?
Maybe a week or two ago.
I'm sorry.
The Roman Empire was a very big part of history.
So how often do you think about it?
Not a lot.
How often?
It's like he's in trouble.
Once every month?
Maybe three or four times a month.
You think about the Roman Empire
once a week.
It has a lot of big, like, stories and lessons, like, within the Roman Empire of what to do and what not to do. So, yeah.
So you think about the Roman Empire once a week?
Sometimes, yeah.
How often do you think about the Roman Empire?
This dance. I don't know, every couple days.
So this has piqued the interest of the media as well. The Daily Mail, Business Insider, Wire, the New York Times, Time Magazine.
Dude, there's movies, there's video games, there's books. Like,
everything we have today
stems. Like, I feel like...
the advances of the Roman Empire.
Yeah, like, I feel like...
I'm pretty happy that we're not, like, fighting war the same way.
Yeah, I mean...
George!
They were brutal, though.
The worst.
Oh, my goodness.
But
I feel like at some point...
He basically says, well, it was a time period where men were revered as warriors and respected.
Right.
And, like, you know, there was... They fought for what they had, and they were colonizers...
So this is like a men-only thing?
Yeah, because none of the women...
Or do women just not realize they think about it sometimes?
Well, I don't know. They're all saying they haven't. We'll have to ask some women.
Huh. Okay,
some women. Anyways, yeah, no, that's interesting.
The Roman Empire. So yeah, so you're once a week.
I think about it a lot. And since I found that, like, I feel like...
now you can't get it out.
Yeah, I'm going to be thinking about it all the time.
It's an earworm now.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, there's other guys who are doing what I'm doing. Thinking, how much... Dude, but you know there are thought processes that go through your mind and just...
They just randomly pop up.
Once
a week.
We don't talk about what we're thinking about. Unless you work with TJ and he says everything that comes to his mind. But I mean, just joking.
Oh, it is so entertaining. Like,
I think my gut reaction is I don't think about it once a week. That seems like a lot. But
well, it's because but you also probably have low T.
Actually, it's zero.
We call him breakfast.
Yeah. It's actually...
You have high E.
we got it.
Hey, yeah, speaking of glow, his IQ. oh, man. Dude, I took a... I already talked about this on the podcast. I took a autism test.
Did you? When? Why?
Yeah, I took one too.
For fun?
How recently?
On our way to New Hampshire.
Are you?
No, I'm not. Dude, he's just saying, he's like,
I was just acting.
No, it was like a, so it was explained, because I apparently thought of the spectrum in the wrong way. I thought the spectrum was just like, how autistic are you? But apparently that's not how the spectrum works. The spectrum is more of like a kind of like a list of things
of different categories.
Yeah, and yeah. You find out which one of those things you are, and that's how they figure out where you are on the spectrum. So I was like, well, now I'm curious. So on our way to New Hampshire, I was like, hey, told my wife, I said, find like a autism test. And she was like, okay.
the privacy of your car with you and your wife.
Yeah, so 15 minutes later, she's like, all right, I got one. She's asking me the questions, and then I'm answering. And I got...
Why don't we do this on the pod, man?
We can. We can still. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I won't tell you.
Oh, I got my own little part of this.
Oh, I won't tell you what the questions were specifically, but because I don't want you to like, if we do end up doing it on the podcast, I don't want you to like think about the questions before they get asked to you. So, but I got nine out of 30 questions. I gave like an autistic response to. So my results were very low chances of me being autistic or on the spectrum. But there were 9 questions that I answered that are typical of what autistic people, how they would answer that question.
I'm.
Go ahead, TJ.
Mine was 23.
Out of 30?
Uh-huh.
You got
no wonder you're scammed so easily.
I'm more than a touch over here.
You scammed so easily.
Well, like you guys know, I have an autistic stepdaughter.
Right.
Well, because of that, my wife is very familiar with all this stuff, what tests to take, what neurologists do, their baselines on and stuff
like
that.
And she spotted it, right?
And, well, she noticed some things that were similar.
Okay.
So she, much like a personality test, a lot of times it's better if someone answers the questions for you because they see how you act. Uh-huh. And so it's
your wife just wants you to have it. She's like, there's got to be something. I hate this guy. He's just not getting it.
It does not make sense.
I mean, I'll do it for you. No, let me do it.
It's best if you take it, but with someone that knows you really well.
Right.
And so according to the test results, because it's not just a pass fail or a yes or no.
So you get Meredith to do it for us.
Yeah, we're all done.
Because it's where you land on it. So just because you got this many is which ones, blah, blah, blah. So I would be, according to all the tests I took, it would put me in what they would call adult Asperger's.
Oh,
so Cassie has.
So, and it's mild, obviously, and it's best if you go through it with a neurologist.
Right.
You haven't officially, whatever, but the at-home test kit.
Or in the car on the way to New Hampshire.
Like, and that's where OCD comes from a lot. It's same.
Right, that's my brother.
Cassie's
had that. I mean, I don't know if anyone listening would know, but he definitely, Cassie has Asperger's, my little brother. But
I heard
he's
like,
totally high-functioning.
I heard they did away with Asperger's. Like, it's not a thing.
Yeah, it's not even anymore. It's not even,
it is still autism.
It's not.
But it's not like Asperger's as like a category. Like
it's not a disability.
Or disorder.
Yeah. Yeah, since Elon, you know, came up, it's sort of like, oh, well, we can be billionaires. Okay.
All right, then.
I believe.
Bill Gates is pretty high on
you have some that are billionaires and then some that pay $27,000 on their unaccredited Bible college. I'm just joking.
Some have been paying off their 72nd
semester.
You're
either really rich or you just keep paying $274 a month for the rest of your life.
Why is my bank account always like, what is happening?
Just
here?
Finished his 83rd semester at Ohio Christian University. It was like a thing. Because I didn't know. I had heard it explained, and I was like, oh, I thought of this the wrong way. Not that like I was like.
Not negative, right?
Yeah, not negative. I didn't understand what it meant to
say
you weren't
going to like jump off a bridge.
No. I was saying is I didn't know what on the spectrum meant. I thought I did, and then I heard somebody explain what it meant.
You
and
thought
I was like,
the spectrum was a line.
Yeah, it was
and
like
you figured how much are you?
How far are you?
Hot, cold.
Yeah. That's pretty much how
hot being autistic, cold being like you're whatever. That's what you thought. Yeah. But it's like a big circle and there's a bunch of different categories.
And I'm not going to lie, when she was asking me some of those questions, I was like,
gulp.
Right.
Right, I was like, right. Oh,
everyone is on there somewhere.
Right, yeah, but yeah. then it
you
got.
You just can't have a whole bunch of a whole bunch. Like, I've got a lot of that, a lot of that, a lot of that.
Like one of the questions was like, do you find yourself getting easily obsessed with something that you enjoy? Like, if you find something, you're like, oh, I like this thing, and then you're just
you cannot get off it.
Just you can't get off.
Part
you're
of
obsessed
that is
with
being 100% man.
And I was and like, then, right. And I was like. Oh no, like I am. And then like, and it was like certain things like that. Yeah, yeah, and yeah. Then but then it got into the like, how are you socially in social situations? And I was like, oh, dude, I'll talk to whoever.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then it was like, is it easy for you to read people's like facial expressions yeah. and social cues? And I was like,
Cassie is so,
no.
Cassie.
I'm.
Oh, see,
it's terrible.
You can't read people's stuff. Social cues.
I love that stuff.
It's
that's
very
probably
difficult.
Why in the last episode you said I blushed when you made a joke at me when that did not happen.
No, I said your face turned red. You were laughing and your face turned red.
That makes sense, okay? Because I'm like, yeah. Why would I blush, DJ? I'm like, you did not read that
right. He's inventing words. Blush never came up. I said his face turned red.
I'm like, that didn't happen. Yeah, oh, it never happened.
Well,
that
I feel makes like sense. Cameron doesn't know how to read the room, you know?
So you were talking about, you said Cassie 100%. If he's into something, hey, well, I got this mm-hmm. knife. Like, he will go make knives.
Mm-hmm.
And literally,
now, every conversation,
show you. I mean, everyone in the church has seen his knife and like, holds his knife and
jujitsu.
Yeah, 100%.
Just
he makes
that
me
is
laugh
too cool too.
Because I've known Cassie for a very long time. And, I've known your whole family for more than half our lives at this point. But, known Cassie for a while, and as Cassie got older, I started to pick up on things that he says sometimes in conversation, and I know these are things that you guys have instilled and taught him, because he'll be like, hey David, you want to see my knife? And I'm like, yeah, sure, buddy, show me your knife. Yeah. And like he's like showing me the knife. I'm like, you made those? And he's like talking about his knife collection, and
I'm not annoying you, am I?
And then he hits me. Yep. He hits me with the. Am I talking too much?
Yep.
And I'm like, you're fine, bud. Just go ahead, like, finish your story about your knife. And he's like, because if I'm bothering you,
right.
I can stop. And I'm like, you're good, bro.
That's why, for these tests, that's why it's best to have somebody that knows you really well.
Right.
Especially someone who knew you when you were younger.
Right.
Because a lot of things are trained out of you, which same thing happened with me.
That's what I knew the test was like.
Obviously not everything.
I knew I hit certain aspects and I was like, that's going to definitely ping on the test. But then when it got to the social stuff, one of my favorite things to do is figure people out. Like I like to poke, prod, figure out how they react. And I like to figure out like psychology kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that kind of stuff. So when it got to that stuff, I was like, oh, that's like social interactions and stuff like that. Figuring that stuff out, that's fun for me. So like I understood where the test was going.
That's
with
definitely
that
in that direction.
But also like, speaking about Cassie, and I mean we cut this if your sister wants this to be cut, but I had them over for dinner when we first bought our new house, and I was like, you guys gotta come over, right? And
first they're
like,
world,
they're like, all right, come on. So we bought the new house, they come over, we're having dinner, we're all hanging out, da 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 da, and Cassie starts talking. Like, we had just finished eating. Cassie starts talking.
I don't know where this is
going. I don't remember what the story was about, but he's telling a story. And in the middle of the story, Kenzie goes, Cass, your Asperger's is showing. And he went, oh, sorry. And then stop. Sat down
so
and
you
was
heard
quiet. And I was like, Kenz, that's so
ouch,
mean.
Brutal.
She's like, your Asperger's is showing.
Oh, man.
I was like, whoa,
this happened at the Christmas party at the office, because he was talking to Bill, and same, your dad was pretty much said the same thing.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you what, I think Blue Hen might have three people who are on the spectrum working for him. You got Cassie, TJ, and Bill. They're all, there's a lot
like,
of similarities.
I don't like working with Bill because he's an awesome dude.
Bill's great,
but we both talk.
Right.
And
when I joke about TJ talking, it's good talking, but I'm just, like,
but I can work when I talk.
He likes talking.
There's
which
also
is great.
Yeah, there's like,
but I'm gonna tease him about it.
Oh yeah,
Bill's the same. Bill, I learned most of what I know from carpentry from Bill. But Bill
there's
can
some filler in there
talk,
too.
Talk, man.
I mean, he stops when he talks.
Yeah,
that's
he
the
doesn't
thing.
Keep working, mm-hmm. And he is so just like Cassie, infatuated with. Here's Bill. Ready? Got off work at 5. He's an hour and 15 minutes away from home, and he goes to a Burger King, sits in his truck till 9, watching one of his shows that he's infatuated
like anime
with.
And
an
stuff.
Anime show, and he's 60.
Hmm.
So he's like. He's very quirky like that, like very much.
Loves video games.
Yeah.
Campaign mode on all kinds of new video games.
Doesn't have Live.
At 60 years old.
Campaign mode, and he's just like so intricate and like very. So my point is, yeah, there's some fun.
Dude, I'm Bill.
But same thing, Bill. He also doesn't read the room.
Yeah. But no, that's so we could take that test on the podcast, but we're driving up to New Hampshire and like I said, I heard it explained, and I was like, hey, we should do that.
Oh, you know, I've been sending these homemaker videos that I've recently been finding to Nikki. Because I didn't know that she hated... I didn't know what they were, but now my eyes open to, like, all these homemakers.
So what do you think about more homemakers or the Roman Empire?
And I just keep sending them to Nikki. She's like, stop.
Is this, like, the DIY stuff?
What's that?
Is this like the DIY
shows? It drives her
like home remodels.
No, not even that, because those people are like it's a television show, mm-hmm. and these people are professionals in their field.
Right.
The thing that drives her crazy is the how did she phrase it? The stay-at-home mom. That's like
who is making their own. Here's her who's quote:
"Who's making
their life? We are playing in like, sand that we made ourselves from the leftover dough."
Like she was talking about
at
on
seven.
The, yeah.
At 7:30 in the morning, I wake up the kids, and then we
7:30,
make
try five,
and then
man.
We make sourdough bread,
and here's me packing their lunch in phases, and I do this, and I do this, and I cut their celery. Yeah,
I gave Timmy 2 grapes, a carrot, and
which you know if people are doing that,
whatever gets you through the day,
but I. Wow.
Speaking of which, there's these homemakers, and there's this lady with all these lunch boxes because she's got like 7 kids, and she's like in phases making this sandwich, like tuna salad and blah, and like in steps where it's progress. And this, it flips to this guy going with a Lunchable.
No doubt.
Dude, I saw a reel the other day. I can't remember where it went, but it was. It was very funny, and I'm trying to find it, but I don't know where it was.
This could take a while.
Cool
could,
story, bro.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
what's neat is this guy can edit it, right, David? Yay. No, I don't think I can find it.
I love to be in love when I can for something I don't know. I'm stalking now. But we have to break up, and the thing I'm going to miss most about our relationship is her brother. He's retarded. And he said to me, Craig, man, a lot of people think just because I'm retarded, I can't do certain things. I'm not talented. And ladies and gentlemen, that's not true. As a matter of fact, he wrote this song, and
I
hope you enjoy it. I can see you're not going to be serious about this.
He just storms off.
This is wrong.
He did it. It's terrible. It's awful.
Cringe.
You couldn't get away with that in 2023.
No. He kept saying retarded. And then he just goes,
I can see you're not going to be serious about this.
He just walks away.
I thought that was like if Helen Keller was singing a song.
Yeah. We got to talk about Helen Keller at some point. All right, TJ, ooh, if you can, man, finish your story.